welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who have joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The first song we're going to sing is I Have Hands That Clap. This one is an action song. So in the song, you can do like they're singing. Clap hands, bend your knees, fold your hands. Have fun as we sing this prayer song.
I have hands that clap, clap, clap. I have hands that clap, clap, clap. I have hands that clap, clap, clap. They were made by Jesus. I have fingers that wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. I have fingers that wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. I have fingers that wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. They were made by Jesus. I have feet that tippy, tippy toe. I have feet that tippy, tippy toe. I have feet that tippy, tippy toe. They were made by Jesus. I have knees that bend by my chair. I have knees that bend by my chair. I have hands that hold in prayer. Now I talk to Jesus.
The next song we're going to sing is Jesus Made the Sunshine. If you have a pair of sunglasses, you can put those on, or you can hold your hands over your head like a big sunshine as we sing. It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question number one. Joseph's 10 big brothers were jealous of him. What mean thing did they do to him? Did they take away his sandals? Or did they sell him as a slave?
They sold him as a slave.
They sold him as a slave. That was not nice. Question number two. When Joseph worked for others as a slave, was he a good worker or was he a lazy bad worker?
He is a good worker.
That's right. He was a good and faithful worker, even though he was a slave. And question number three. Later he met his brothers who had sold him. Did he stay mad at them or did Joseph forgive his brothers?
He forgave them.
That's right. He forgave them. And he hugged them. And he helped them and fed them and took care of them, just like God wanted him to do. Our lesson today is sheep and shepherds. Isaiah 53:6.
All we like sheep have gone astray.
Do you know what a sheep says?
Bah.
That's right. A baby sheep is called a lamb. His mommy's called a ewe. His daddy is called a ram. Sheep are interesting animals. Did you know that their eyes are on the sides of their faces instead of in the front?
No.
They can see behind them without even turning your heads. I can't do that. Farmers raise sheep for their wool. Wool is the thick fur coat on a sheep's back. When the coat grows long, the farmer gives it a haircut. People buy the wool and make clothes from it. Since Jacob in our Bible story was a sheep farmer, he may have had Joseph's coat made from wool. The wool is usually white, but it can be dipped in blue, red, and purple dyes to make pretty colors. I wonder what color you would choose if you could pick. Our Bible storybook talks a lot about sheep. It even says, we are like sheep. Sheep have enemies. Coyotes, bears, and foxes all want to hurt the sheep. We have an enemy, too, who wants to hurt us, and his name is Satan. Sheep have a shepherd. What does a shepherd do?
Protect
them.
If the sheep are hungry, what does the shepherd do?
Feed them.
And what if they're thirsty?
They give them water.
A shepherd takes care of the sheep. Sheep know who their shepherd is. They know the shepherd's face. They know the shepherd's voice. We should know Jesus just like that. He is our friend. The Bible even calls Jesus the Good Shepherd. Why do you think the Bible calls Jesus the Good Shepherd? Because he cares for us so much that he will do anything to keep us safe and take care of us, just like a good shepherd would. Sometimes sheep wander away, and then they get lost. But if they get lost, the shepherd goes out to find them. Jesus is called the Good Shepherd, too. He loves you and will help you if you are in trouble. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse is Luke 6:37. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Now let's learn it in a scripture song.
Forgive, forgive, and you will be forgiven. Forgive, forgive, and you will be forgiven. Luke 6:37. Forgive, forgive, and you will be forgiven. Forgive, forgive, and you will be forgiven. Luke 6:37.
I'm glad you joined us again today. You can keep listening to this podcast and the other one for this week, and then we'll have a new one out the first day of the next week. Let's have prayer. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes. Dear Jesus, thank you for being our good shepherd. Help us to always stay close to you because you love us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our last song is I Cannot See Him. You can shake your head no or point to your eyes when you cannot see him, but we know he is here. You can point down like Jesus is here. Let's sing I Cannot See Him. The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.